So if you've been with us for the last month, you know that we've been really talking about coming to know God. And truthfully, coming to know and experience God is the foundation for everything. You know that we say things like, God isn't too much into religion, but he's really into relationship. And we say things like that to try to illustrate how important it is to truly have that deep personal relationship with God, that knowledge of him that comes as you seek him, that knowledge of him that begins to help you know what he is truly like, because we know, we are coming to clearly know that the enemy of our soul has worked from the beginning of time to try to distort the image of God for us, to try to distort our picture of who God is and what he is like, because he knows that if we don't really know God as he truly is, then we won't grow close to him. But he also knows, which is why he is opposed to this faith, he knows that once we start to see what God is really like, that we will draw close to him as he draws close to us. And we know that Jesus came to reveal truly the heart of the Father to us. And that's why Jesus could make comments like, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So we have been talking about the characteristics of God, about the various attributes of God that Scripture really clearly depicts. We've talked about his love. We've talked about his holiness. We talked about him being all-powerful. We talked about him being all-knowing. And all of that is to help us build faith, right? And so the very brief word that I have for you today, just to put a cap on our service, is, you know, this message of why faith is important and why without faith you cannot please God. Why it is with faith that God is pleased. I don't know if any of you have caught a couple of things in the news these last two or three weeks or four weeks. But several who I would call prominent Christians have seemed to walk away from the faith. First of all, there was an author, Joshua Harris, who has been a Christian author for a long time, that recently separated from his wife and publicly actually said that he really questions his faith and his Christianity. More recently, we know that one of Hillsong's musicians and singers, Marty Sampson, also made a public comment that he is really questioning his faith and his Christianity. And I wanted to use that as kind of a springboard or a platform to the brief message, because we need to know why some people do seem to abandon the faith or lose the faith, just as it says in Scriptures. Well, one big reason that people do come to seem to lose their faith is a misunderstanding of God, especially when bad things happen. Right? Especially when bad things happen. You know, all of us have asked questions of God before. All of us have said, you know, why does God answer yes to some prayers and no's to others? Why does God miraculously heal some people and not others? Why does disaster strike one city and not another? You know, here we are, we're watching Hurricane Dorian, close in on Florida. Pass through the Bahamas today, and how, they're not quite yet able to predict exactly the path of that storm. It appears that maybe, rather than just hit Florida, it will veer and perhaps hit the Carolinas or Georgia. We don't know. And I'm sure, as you would be, that there are Christians in all of those states that are praying, right? Of course they are. They're praying. But most likely, the storm will hit somewhere, right? And it just is, you know, a lack of understanding of God that that would cause people to say, you know, well, you know, if it hits Georgia, let's say, does that mean that he loves the people of Georgia less than he does Florida or Carolina? And you know, as silly as that sounds, that the enemy of our soul can throw that kind of stuff, that kind of junk, into the minds of Christians. It happens. It really does. Even well-meaning people, you know, have created such a hurt in some Christians' hearts. I had a friend who used to attend this church many years ago, many meaning more than 15 years ago. And, you know, that friend of mine got sick with cancer. And well-meaning Christians, you know, were pounding on him, including his wife, by the way, pounding on him and saying, if you just had more faith, you'd be okay. You know, if you just had more faith, you'd be okay. And this wonderful friend of mine, you know, did have faith. It wasn't a lack of faith that was causing his illness, right? It wasn't a lack of faith that took his life. It was cancer. And we don't know. We just don't know, you know, the answer to the question why God miraculously heals some and not others. But it does really affect us, especially when it comes close to us and our families, right? Joanne had said in Bible study, because she's always open and honest to a fault. I mean, she is always open and honest. And she said, you know, why is it that we're not to blame God for bad things, but when anything good happens, God gets all the credit, you know? And again, it's thinking like that. It's, you know, it's questions that sometimes the enemy can grab a hold of and then cause us to waver in our faith, maybe even seem to abandon our faith, right? It happens, church. It happens. We have to understand how vulnerable we all are, especially in the day that we live in, how vulnerable we are in the culture that we live in, that, you know, our faith literally is being attacked all the time. But, you know, faith is like marriage. I get your attention for some of you. You know, without attention, it can deteriorate. You know, if you take your marriage for granted, it will suffer, amen? If you take your spouse for granted, right, your marriage will suffer. Same with our faith. You know, we are called to seek the Lord and truly press into Him, especially when the storms of life come, right? I love the one book by Max Lucado. He's a great author. It's called 6 Hours, One Friday. And he says in the book there was an old seaman that gave him the advice that when a hurricane hit, and Max Lucado was, you know, a sailor. He loved to go out in his boat. And this old man said, when the hurricane comes, take your boat to deep water, drop 4 anchors off each corner of the boat, and pray that the anchors hold. And actually, that is good seaman's advice, right? In fact, it happened to Max. He shares the story in his book, that he actually remembered the words of this friend, and he did exactly what he said. And indeed, Max survived the storm. And he said through it, he learned an important lesson. All of us need an anchor that will hold during the storms of life. Amen? We need an anchor, and that anchor, the scripture says, is our faith. The anchor is our faith. How important is it to have faith? How do we find a faith strong enough to make it through the storms of life? You know, that's what the message that I'll share with you next week is all about. How's that for wetting your whistle, right? So here's your homework. In the book of Hebrews, right? Next week we'll park in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And it's called the faith chapter, you know? It gives the definition of real faith. And it really provides us with a foundation. And I'll say this as we close today. You know, it starts with the definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1. And then when you read down to verse 6, after giving the illustration, the writer of Hebrews says this: "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because those who come to Him must believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Right? That He exists and that He is a rewarder. I'm so tempted. That He is a rewarder of, I got to put it away, that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You know, when we come to understand why it is that faith pleases God, you know why it is? The same reason that Michelle was able to give the testimony today. Because, you know, as much as she would have liked to force her husband to have faith, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Especially when you have a strong-willed man. Right? Doesn't work that way. Because, you see, the reason faith pleases God is that faith is an act of your will. You know? It's not without evidence. Well, I'm preaching already next week, but I know it's not without evidence, but it is really, you know, an act of your will. It always will be an act of your will, a stepping out of that will in faith. And you see, God made you the way He made you. You know, He gave you the mind. He gave you the will so that in your own choice you can come to Him. You can choose Him. You can believe in Him. And you see, faith pleases God because you're using your own will that He gave you to step out toward Him. And I'm going to tell you this, as this is the last thing I'll say. You take a step toward God, buddy, and you'll find Him running toward you. I mean, that's the way it works. That is the way it works. The eyes of the Lord look throughout the whole earth, waiting for a heart to turn to Him. And when a heart turns to God, He's there, church. He is there. Because that's an act of your will. That's you saying, God, I want You. And when you do that, buddy, He comes flooding in. Amen? He comes flooding in to meet you there, right where you are. Right where you are. And again, He will bring you through the storms so that your test becomes that testimony that you are able to say with all the other roster of faith-filled people that are in Hebrews 11, you will be able to say, I know my God, and in Him I am strong. Right? And I know my God, He is real, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen? Oh, let's pray. Father, we thank You. We thank You for this day, oh God. We thank You for Your Spirit, Lord, that Lord, moves among us, especially when our hearts are turned toward You. We thank You, God, that Your Spirit even woos us as we worship to turn to You. And when we do, You are there. We thank You, Father God, that You become more real to us than anything else, that You reveal Yourself to us, and that You demonstrate who You really are and what You are really like. And so, Father God, I pray, Lord, even as we just close a service that You have met us where we are, we pray, Father God, that one thing that You would do for us now, that You would give each and every one here today, through their will of faith, through their action of faith, that You would give them this rest. That You would give them this peace of knowing that You are with them. And when You are in the boat, we don't have to worry about the storms. So, Father God, help each one here now to rest in this, the assurance, Lord, that You are with them, that You love them, and that You will walk with them through every storm of life. And You will keep them, Lord, in Your care. Lord, let there be peace now. Let us enter Your rest. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, church.